It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
To say good morning, and you are welcome to Open Heaven Hour. We are welcome to the 21st day in the month of May 2024, and we are grateful yet for another beautiful day. Today is a beautiful Tuesday, and we do not take the privilege to be alive for granted. This is the moment when we take our devotion, and for our devotion, we will be using the Open Heavens Devotion, whose author is Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye. And today's topic for May 21st, 2024 is Love Your Enemies. Love Your Enemies. And our hymn for today is Stand Up for Jesus, as you can hear at the background. Love your enemies. And our today's memory verse is taken from the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. Chapter 6, verse 35. And the memory verse says, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, open for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful, unto the evil." And our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21 to 22. I want you to take your Bible and come with us. Verse 21 to 22. 21 says, "If thine enemies be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee." Amen. May God bless the reading of word. The Open Heaven says, the most difficult instruction Jesus Christ gave to his disciples is probably what we have in today's memory verse. He wants us to love our enemies if we are to be genuine children of God. What are we to do about this seemingly difficult command? Firstly, you should note that his commands are not grievous. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, also, when you consider the benefit of being a child of God, you will realize that what the Lord commands is just a little price to pay. Amazed by these benefits, John the Apostle wrote in 1 John 3 verse 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." The commandment of the Lord to show love to our enemy is not just a New Testament doctrine. God commands us to do so because he is love himself. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 7, he loved us even when we were in the enemy's camp as sinners. In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, and since he has commanded us to be perfect even as he is in Matthew 5 verse 48, it means that we have to be like him in all things. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, even in loving our enemies. Is it so important to God that you love these enemies? One reason is that it practically reflects the true nature of your Father, showing him to be different from what the devil portrays him to be in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. When unbelievers experience such uncommon love from you, they are convinced beyond reasonable doubt that your God is good. Many people testify that they gave their lives to Christ because of the benevolent act of Christians. Your perceived enemies today may be the best Christian brother or sister tomorrow, if only you will heed the Lord's instruction to love them. Through your love, their wickedness will melt away. One of my relatives, who was an idol worshiper and was well known for his wickedness, decided to follow me to church when he experienced the goodness of the Lord flowing through me into his life. When he was confronted by others as to why he abandoned his deity and foolishly followed me to serve the Lord, he confessed that he was left with no other choice but to join me in serving Jesus Christ. Because of the love I had shown him, he asked those questioning his decision, "Can't you see how my life has been spiritually and materially transformed?" Beloved, be good to your enemies and never repay them with evil. Today's topic still remains, love your enemies. And today's action point says, love those that hate you. Love those that hate you. Enjoy the hymn playing in the background as we wrap up this session. Lovely having you for today's session. See you again same time tomorrow. God bless you.